May 27th through June 2nd. Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 25, Mark chapters 12 through 13, Luke chapter 21. The Son of Man shall come. As you read Joseph Smith, Matthew 1, Matthew 25, Mark 12 through 13, and Luke 21, you might ask, what messages do these chapters have for me, for my family, for my calling? Jesus' disciples must have found his prophecy startling. The mighty temple of Jerusalem, the spiritual and cultural center of the Jewish people, would be destroyed so utterly that there would not be left one stone upon another. Naturally, the disciples wanted to know more. When shall these things be, they asked, and what is the sign of thy coming? See Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. The Savior's answers revealed that the great destruction coming to Jerusalem, a prophecy fulfilled in A.D. 70, would be relatively small compared to the signs of his coming in the last days. Things that seem even more stable than the temple in Jerusalem will prove to be temporary: the sun, the moon, the stars, the nations, and the sea. Even the powers of heaven shall be shaken. See Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 33. If we are spiritually aware, this commotion can teach us to put our trust in something truly permanent. As Jesus promised, quote, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, yet my words shall not pass away. And whoso treasureth up my word shall not be deceived," end quote. See Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 35 and 37. Ideas for personal scripture study. Joseph Smith, Matthew. What is Joseph Smith, Matthew? Joseph Smith, Matthew, located in the Pearl of Great Price, is an excerpt from the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. It contains revisions to the last verse of Matthew 23 and all of Matthew 24. See Bible Dictionary, Joseph Smith Translation. Joseph Smith's inspired revisions restore precious truths that had been lost. Verses 12 through 21 of Joseph Smith Matthew refer to the destruction of Jerusalem anciently. Verses 21 through 55 contain prophecies about the last days. Joseph Smith Matthew chapter 1 verses 21 through 37. Mark chapter 13, verses 21 through 37. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 38. Prophecies about the Savior's second coming can help me face the future with faith. It can be unsettling to read about the events leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. But when Jesus prophesied of these events, he told his disciples to be not troubled. See Joseph Smith, Matthew 1:23. How can you be not troubled as you hear about earthquakes, wars, deceptions, and famines? Think about this question as you read these verses. Mark or note any reassuring counsel you find. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 14 through 21, section 38, verse 30. Section 45, verses 16 through 52, section 88, verses 86 through 94, and Second Coming of Jesus Christ in Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, and verses 38 through 55. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Luke, chapter 21, verses 29 through 36. I must always be ready for the Savior's second coming. God has not revealed the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. See Matthew 25:13. But he does not want that day to come upon us unawares. See Luke 21:34. So he has given us counsel about how to prepare. As you read these verses, identify the parables and other comparisons the Savior used to teach us to always be prepared for his second coming. What do you learn from them? What are you inspired to do? Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Heavenly Father expects me to use His gifts wisely. In the Savior's time, a talent referred to money. But the Lord's parable of the talents can teach us about how He wants us to use any of the blessings He has given us. The Lord expects us to improve on what He has given us. As you read this parable, make a list of some of the blessings and opportunities that Heavenly Father has given to you. What does He expect you to do with these blessings? How can you use these gifts more wisely? How have your talents been magnified as you have served the Lord? Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. When I serve others, I am serving God. If you have ever wondered how the Lord will judge your life, read the parable of the sheep and the goats. What will matter most when you stand before Christ? See also Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. Will marriages continue after the resurrection? We learn from modern revelation that Jesus' statement, "When they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage," refers to those who have not entered into the covenant of celestial marriage. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 15 through 16. A celestial marriage, in which a man marries a wife by the new and everlasting covenant, will last through all eternity if the husband and wife are true to their covenants. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 19. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Joseph Smith Matthew. To help your family explore this chapter, invite them to look for the Savior's teachings about how we can prepare for His second coming. See, for example, verses 22 through 23, 29 through 30, 37, 46 through 48. What can your family do to follow this counsel? Joseph Smith Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 37. What does it mean to treasure up the Word of God? How can we do this as a family? How will doing so help us avoid being deceived? Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. You could use the picture of the 10 virgins that accompanies this outline to discuss Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. What details do family members see in the picture that are described in these verses? Would family members enjoy hunting around the house for paper drops of oil that you have hidden? You could attach drops to objects that represent things family members can do to strengthen their testimonies and be prepared for the second coming, such as the scriptures, church clothes, or a picture of the temple. Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. What can your family members learn from the widow's example? What did the Savior teach His disciples about offerings? Show a tithing donation slip and discuss your family's offerings to the Lord and how these offerings help build God's kingdom. Are there offerings your family is making that can't be recorded on a tithing slip? Improving personal study. Prepare your surroundings. Quote, "Our surroundings can profoundly affect our ability to learn and feel truth." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 15. Try to find a place to study the scriptures that will invite the influence of the Holy Ghost. Uplifting music and pictures can also invite the Spirit.